The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
My friends are degenerates, but I never change them. Liars, cheats, and hypocrites, not the time for saving.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
On ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz, hour number two. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, send a message. If Aaron likes it, he'll read it. There's Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real. At Aaron is Blitzed. At Degenerates 975. You can text the show. You know the number for that. You can also watch us on the Twitch channel. And if you miss the first hour, missed a little college football talk, a little Rona talk, and AJ being a bigot talk, pretty much. Couple things that I want to address real quick, because and I don't know if there's like once a day I get somebody calling us a hypocrite over something. So I don't know if it's the same guy. I'm against all parties right now. Hey, you guys come to our live broadcast tomorrow. Hypocrite much? I'm guessing it's the same guy every day, and so I'm going to remember your number so when you text from now on, I can just ignore your text. But if, first off, if all you're trying to do is every single day find something to call us hypocrites over, do me a favor. Please just get a boyfriend or a girlfriend, whatever you're into. See, I don't discriminate against gays like some people here. Or get a dog. Or do something, because your life is so bleeping pathetic if that's all you got to do. If that makes you happy, fine, keep doing it. I'm not going to read them. But, you know, there's a difference between a whole bunch of people, and because you didn't see the pictures, I just showed them to AJ, like 50 people in a little 10-foot area versus, hey, we're going to practice social distancing. You got to wear a mask. You can't get within 6 feet of us, and we're going to be responsible about it. And if it starts getting irresponsible, guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to tell them. I'm going to say something. There's a big difference there. So, yeah, if that makes me a hypocrite, then suck. Never mind. You know what you can do. But that's the reality. Another one, too, that this is a little different. This, I think you can answer this one pretty well. Wife and I are driving to Colorado next week just to get away. What's the best way to bring edibles home, just in the truck or mail them? We're 58-year-old white folks in our brand-new F-150 thinking just put them in the luggage.
I think you'll be okay.
Yeah, 58-year-old white folks, you're fine. But if you really need... to feel safe about it, get like a couple things of actual non-marijuana gummies and clear half of them out. Put your marijuana gummies in the bottom. Put those on top of it. You should be okay.
Yeah. I mean, you can just, like, if they're those little gummy rings, you can just buy a whole bag of gummy rings, dump it out, put your gummy rings in, and there you go.
Yeah, I always, I like to keep the original ones in there just in case somebody takes one and tastes it just for grins. Okay. Not that it ever happens. But yeah, that you should be
no
safe.
No one's eating
so
out of your stuff in
home,
Corona
you just
times.
Play roulette with...
You can usually tell a difference.
Yeah, and like, you'll be able to tell the difference. Just get a different color even. As long as if you put the regular ones on top and the other ones on the bottom and they're different colors, you're fine.
No one's bothering old white people about marijuana.
No, believe me.
Unless you've got like a hay bale of weed in the back of your truck, you probably will be okay.
That's a little different. And frankly, I got home accidentally from Vegas on an airplane with some. So,
I've gotten home from Oregon and Colorado and Vegas many times on purpose with some. So, I would just put it in my luggage, and it's like, and they've checked my luggage before, and they don't care.
Yeah, I got back with a half...
Not that I do drugs. Well, I'm saying I did.
Hypothetically, of course. This is all just hypothetical.
Yeah.
But I got back with a half-smoked pre-roll that I'd left in my pants because I got so stoned, I stuck it in my pants, and then those pants I put into my bag. And as I was pulling them out, I was like, why does my bag smell like weed? And it's like, oh, I've still got a half a pre-roll. Great. And... I did the same thing with gummies that I just told you about. A friend of mine did. If you're listening, officer, friend of mine did this, and I was on an airplane, so you should be okay driving back. Although I don't know, do they actually set up roadblocks to see if people are leaving with it? That'd be kind of stupid.
Last time I drove to Colorado, they didn't have anything like that.
Hmm. Yeah.
That was only about 2 years ago. So,
979, good advice. What about a 28-year-old Hispanic? Same situation. You're
I'm not gonna give you advice on that. To be honest, nope. That's not my place.
No, nope, because I can identify with 58-year-old white man.
Yeah, Fred knows that guy.
Yeah, that's like 12 years older than me.
Yeah, it's basically you.
346 said, I just drove home from Colorado with 2 ounces of edibles and just packed them, drove home, no problem. So, yeah. The Mule 2020.
Don't do anything to get pulled over and you'll be fine.
Well, yeah, that kind of goes without saying. Like, if you're anytime you're doing something you're not supposed to in your vehicle, like if you've got a dead body in the trunk, okay, just a little PSA, don't drive 90 in a 55. You do not want to call attention to yourself. If you've got something in your vehicle that you don't want the dog sniffing at, then don't go 90 in a 55. So, you know, it's that simple. Just little things in life that, yeah, that's the thing that always gets me is people who are doing crazy stuff are always the ones that get pulled over for like broken taillight.
Yeah.
Or speeding. That's the worst.
I don't know if this would be logical advice either, but if you're outside of Colorado and you get pulled over, don't tell them you're coming from Colorado. Tell them you're coming from a state where they're not going to suspect you went there for edibles.
Like,
yeah, but
Oklahoma. Well, yeah. I guess they sell
or
it
Kansas
now. Oklahoma
or
sells it now,
Mexico?
Don't they?
New Mexico has weed.
Legalized?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, it's not legalized for recreational, but there's pot shops all over New Mexico for medicinal, and it's one of those places like you can pretty much get a medicinal card if you want one.
That's how California was before they made it completely legal. It was so easy to get a card, even yeah.
You just go to like Dr. Nick from The Simpsons, and he's like, "Yeah, of course, you need the weed," and then you get weed.
2A1 says, "Anybody want to bring some back for me? Would be much appreciated." You know, I'm just saying, if you like our advice and it works, and you want to bring some back, we wouldn't complain. 2A1, just start coughing uncontrollably if you get pulled over. That's probably not a bad idea. Right?
I mean, I don't know that giving a cop a mega scare.
Well, have your mask on.
That might be the
coughing
thing.
Into your mask. And
Just have your mask on and say, sorry, I'm speeding home because I just feel terrible. I don't know what's going on. I've got a fever suddenly. So I'm just trying to get home. And they'll be like, okay, go on. Get out of here. Get out of our state.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Good call, Texter. 512, carrying weed across state lines. White privilege has its
Steelers fan want.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah, this is first world problems, guys. So, it says, if you're Al Capone, don't have broken taillights. said Fred, same question, but 40-year-old light-skinned black male. You know what? I think in this day and age, you're probably okay. I think everybody's so scared now, you might be able to get away with it. So, somebody said, I had a friend who went and mailed it back. I don't know about the mailing thing, because now your name's on it, just in case, right?
Yeah.
Somebody said you can mail them through USPS. FedEx has been known to steal pounds of weed. I used to get oil by the ounce, and USPS would deliver it.
It's funny, because when I send beer, FedEx is the way to go.
Interesting.
Yeah, same.
UPS is the worst. No offense, UPS.
I haven't had any problems with any of them. So, all right. Let's take a quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Because I got high. Go to the next. I was going to go to court before I got high.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Pat the 409 says, I'm not sure how much you guys talk weed, but I feel that Aaron plays I got high at least once a week the past couple of months. I admit that during the Rona, I have, when I've had it, I've... You know, I've partaken a little bit more, yeah, than usual. But
well, that's horrible of you.
Hypothetically, you know, if I were the kind of person who was,
if you were a lawbreaker,
no, well, I'm not breaking the law. It's decriminalized, sir.
That's true.
I mean, so. I believe it was your people who proved that it helps against the Rona, right? Canadian doctors, didn't they find some strains
they
help fight it off?
Well, it's like everything else when those stories come out. Hey, we think this is going to help against the Rona. Have you heard anything else about it? No. Remember when the University of Pittsburgh, of all places, had a Rona cure? Have we heard anything else about that? And Tennessee, University of Tennessee. Sorry, I'm skeptical, Pittsburgh and Tennessee. But if that had come from, oh, I don't know, UTMB, I'd probably believe it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's like all, like, remember early on, especially, we were getting these stories like, oh, we think the English thought they found a cure. Yeah, and then Boris Johnson got it. That didn't work out. So
I think somebody texted into John and Lance this morning saying that they're testing out trials in the med center.
Oh, I'm sure they are. And hopefully they work. And, you know, and hopefully it's they'll go through enough trials to where you're comfortable. But and yeah, I think it's funny because we got into that whole subject about whether or not you get a vaccination or not. And I was like, oh, yeah, I'd be first in line. Then I started thinking about all these commercials I watch when I'm watching Law and Order where, yeah, has been known to if you die from this, please quit taking it.
Yeah.
you start wondering about that. So maybe, you know what? Maybe I judge you too harshly, sir. And for that, I apologize.
Was reading up for a quote that Julia Morales put out today about Justin Verlander. Justin Verlander had something to say about the season, and Justin Verlander pitched very well today. I think we should all overreact. He basically shut down the Astros lineup for three innings.
With no Yordan, though.
Yeah, but he shut him down.
Brian McTaggart tweeted it out. Three perfect innings. Only guy who reached was on an error.
Justin Verlander says, protocols and everything were thought through. It's just implementing it. The first hurdle we've come to is testing, and in my opinion, the most important, we need to get it figured out quickly. But he's not yet confident that they'll make it through the season. Every day we get closer to the season is another day that we've made it without a big outbreak in a clubhouse. The longer this process goes without it being shut down, the better the chances of us playing this season. Well, that's true. That's also pretty...
yeah.
We all know that. If there is a big outbreak, well, who cares, says, I had the Rona and it wasn't bad. If everyone had it, they would see how we were getting played by the media. I didn't want to drink or smoke for 3 weeks when I had Rona, just sleep. Took 6 Tylenol in 3 weeks. That's great, but I do think there are, in fact, I know there are people who have had much more severe symptoms.
I'm trying to find a text because somebody, oh, here it is. 281 said, my dad's best friend got the Rona from another friend who came over to visit even though he wasn't feeling well. He's on a ventilator and probably not going to make it.
There's a guy who works for ESPN that I'm on a lot of like national calls with,
yeah.
Like a Bristol guy, Bristol radio guy, who he was in the friggin' ICU. Like it was bad.
Yeah, it's I think it's less likely to be that than it is.
I do too.
Who was it again? I didn't see it. Who cares?
Yeah.
I think he's probably more like it. Then we have one of our regular texters were saying how bad it was for him, and he's a young dude in shape who runs all the time. So it just depends. And I do think that as we move forward with this, it just affects everybody differently. And, you know, we'll see. I assume that most people, that's the experience. But then for the ones who aren't, it's really bad. And then that's where you have to make the decision. And so, by the way, if you're coughing or have a fever, don't come out tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know, don't go anywhere. That's a smart thing to do. And, you know, it's not so bad, man. So my son bought me an ounce of weed for my retirement. Yeah, when we have my retirement party, my big-ass retirement, Fred's leaving, AJ's happy finally.
Oh, God.
Whiskey and weed. You bring whiskey and weed for my retirement, I will be happy. Now I have to live long enough for that to actually happen, but I'd feel pretty good about that. Because that's going to be my retirement, I can tell you pretty much right now. It's going to be, well, let's assume the Rona is not, the Rona's eventually gone. It's going to be two or three big poker tournaments a year. It's going to be write a bunch of books, and the rest of the time it's going to be whiskey and weed.
That's a good life.
It doesn't suck, right? Hey, how familiar are you with Amanda Seyfried?
I am familiar.
Did you see she actually was offered the role of Gamora in Guardians and turned it down?
I did not see that.
She's kind of got a weird face, so I think she would have made a cool-looking alien. But...
So when you say she's got kind of a weird face, are you saying like you don't think she's attractive?
She's attractive, but she's weird looking.
I find her very attractive. She was in Mean Girls.
Yeah.
She was one of the Mean Girls.
She was in Ted 2, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think her, like, her eyes are kind of buggy, which, you know, gets me a little bit. And plus, I hated her character in Million Ways to Die in the West. You know, that didn't come off very well. But, or Thou, whatever the name of that movie was. But yeah, I think she would have been a sexy alien.
I could see that.
Just because she has that weird face.
I could see that.
But yeah, she didn't, she says, she thinks about it now, but, you know, she says, I'm not really a Marvel movie watcher, which is, I was like, eh, I don't want to be green. It's just so much work.
Yeah. Well, she's also, if I'm not mistaken, she did the Mamma Mia movies, those musicals, they make a ton of money. She was in those. And if that would have, like, I'm sure the Marvel movies made more, but I don't think she's poor from doing those Mamma Mia movies.
No, and I don't.
And she was in Les Mis. I mean, she's been in a bunch of big movies.
I think she's doing okay, but she was like, I remember Jennifer Lawrence talking about how long it took her to get Blue. And I was like, that seems like hell on earth because. Then you get to go to set, and you're only there for a couple hours, and you have to take everything off, and that was really the reason. But she says, maybe I should have done it in retrospect, which, yeah, that's one of those maybe you should have. But what was Jennifer Lawrence Blue in?
X-Men.
X-Men, yeah.
Oh,
she
yeah,
was
that's right.
The
yeah.
Mystique. She was good in that.
She's good in everything. I think she's really attractive.
Yeah, I think she's pretty hot, too.
832 says high school classmate died from it. He was 29.
Damn. Yeah, I think it's one, like, again, I don't think you can just say, well, I had the Rona and it was no big deal, because it affects everybody differently.
Yeah, 713 says, Rona's a real thing. I run about 20 miles a week and was bedridden for 5 days in misery. So,
jeez.
And, yeah, so I mean, I don't know, and neither do the doctors, but I all I know is that I've said all along, just do your best to, you know, if you're not feeling well, don't go anywhere. And if you can, if you are going to go somewhere, like you're going to come see us tomorrow, wear your mask like they asked you to do and stay 6 feet away and enjoy your alcohol. That's it. Pretty simple. But, you know, I think I'm going to go get the antibody test to see if I've had it already because I feel like I have. And I think I would, you know, I think I'd feel better knowing that I already had it. And yeah. I know maybe some people get it again, but it would be a nice thing to say, okay, yeah, I already had it, and that's it, done. Hockley Dan talking about our people going to Colorado. So I need my medicine. I have a sativa fever. If you turn into a falcon and make yourself an ancient alien theorist, please immediately stop usage. I didn't make myself... an ancient astronaut. Well, okay, I did make myself one, but I did it through education. Well, no, I didn't. I just made it up. Okay, and who can stop me? That the guy with the hair on the stupid show. He made it up too. He's an ancient astronaut theorist. So I'm well within my rights to do that.
Yeah.
I don't know about people, man. 346, regardless if you have mild symptoms, aren't there long-term effects of the respiratory system? Nobody knows. It's different for some people. And I've seen a lot of scare tactic stuff from, oh, what they're not telling you. Anything that starts with what they're not telling you, they don't know what the hell they're talking about either. But it's going to ruin your lungs for years. No, how do you know that? How many years have gone by since somebody's had it that you can make that determination? So we don't know. And I think the important thing to remember is try not to spread stuff like that. That we don't have any. We don't have any knowledge of it. We really don't. It's just everybody's so paranoid and scared. Sed wants to know when are the Blitz masks dropping. You know what I would do is go to my man Craig Shelton. He'll make you one. I bet he'd make you a really cool one. So, yeah.
It would have been a good idea, though.
You know what?
Promo director's been slacking. She does nothing all day because we hardly have events. You'd think she would have said, like, you know what? I'm going to get some 97.5 masks made up.
She's actually got some other duties she's having to do now. But we could, you know what? Maybe I'll talk to Craig and we'll get something set up and get one designed, and you guys can buy them directly from him. How's that sound?
All right.
Yeah, I'll reach out. All right, 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in, lots of cool stuff yet to go.
All right, I got to tell you guys about TGS Insurance. And if you own a home and you would like to save some money on your homeowner's insurance, TGS may be the choice for you. It was the choice for me, and it worked for me. I saved over $1,000 annually, and I gave up no coverage. In fact, my coverage got better, and that's what can happen. Everybody's looking for a way to save a little money right now. This is a way to do it without giving anything up. They're going to see, all you do is text the word money. That's it. Send a text to 232323. Text the word money to 232323. They're going to ask for your address. You reply back. They're going to send you a full quote with excellent coverage within 15 seconds. And this is the real deal, guys. And again, not everybody's going to save money. Maybe they just can't beat what your insurance has now. And you'll say, okay, well, no big deal. I wasted 15 seconds of my life. But maybe they'll say you could save $900. That's what the average customer is saving. It's worth a shot. Check it out. Text the word money to 232323 and start saving today with TGS Insurance.
My amigos got that free smoke on the West Coast. Yeah, I'm talking about pre-roast. Dark hair, she look like she go. She do. Hometown hero feeling.
You going to answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Well, Sean's bringing me down here. Said I was going to get the antibody test for the same reasons you said, but CDC said it can be positive if you got any corona strain, including the common cold, so I didn't. Well, because I know I've had something. Don't know.
Well, I've had something too at some point.
I know, but I'm just pretty sure it's already happened. But it'd be nice to actually know that. But if it's not going to work, then what's the point? 832. I would love a mask with Fred's face on the front of it. Thanks for the idea. Don't do that. You're trying to scare people off, man. Don't do that. But yeah, and people asking about where they could get those done. Well, Craig's on Twitter. It's OG Rebelina, or just email me. And if you don't have Twitter, and I'll give you his contact info so you guys can order one, because he'll custom make whatever you want. But I'll get with him and see if we can't let's see if we can't come up with a Blitz design, so that way you guys can just go right to him and order him directly. And you know,
did you read this about the mayor of Seoul, Korea?
No, I did not.
He's been found dead.
Really? I thought you were about to say he's been found guilty of something.
No.
I guess he's guilty of being dead.
He was actually a presidential candidate for the 2022 election in Korea, widely considered the favorite in that election. Was found. He's a fierce critic of economic inequality, so poor people like that.
So he's the Bernie Sanders of Korea.
I think so.
Okay.
And yesterday he went missing, or no, today he went missing after yesterday a former city worker filed a sexual harassment claim against him.
Hmm.
And it appears that today he took his own life. So it seems like a
pretty extreme.
Yeah.
Okay. If you're a politician, another PSA for politicians today, and you're accused of something like that, you realize there's a playbook out there right now for you. And you could say what you want about Donald Trump, but nothing ever sticks to Donald Trump. Instead of killing yourself, how about hashtag fake news? I did not have sex with that young lady, yeah. Bill Clinton. It's easy. And if you did it, okay, shame on you. That's a terrible thing. But don't whack yourself.
It says he's widely considered the second most powerful political figure in the country.
Not anymore. Somebody else gets to move up to the ranks.
That's true. There. So that's I'm trying to think of like, would we agree that who would you say is do you think the governor or not the governor, the vice president is the second most powerful person in the government? I don't feel like that's necessarily
not here.
True.
No, honestly, a vice president's pretty useless.
Yeah.
I mean, unless something happens, like Biden's vice president's going to be important because there's no way that guy's making it 4 years if he gets elected. But otherwise, there's nothing more pathetic than a vice president other than an ex-vice president.
Would you say maybe is it the Secretary of State, maybe?
So who really would be the second most powerful person in this country right now? It could easily be a senator. It could be the Supreme Court, something, you know, whatever justice you think is the swing guy on the Supreme Court.
Is it Nancy Pelosi?
I don't want to think that.
I mean, it might be. But either way, whoever it is, imagine if it's Mike Pence or Nancy Pelosi or Pompeo or I mean, if the mayor of Seoul, Korea is the second most powerful politician, maybe Bill de Blasio is the second most. I don't know if that's true. I don't really believe it. But let's just pretend that's who it is. If Bill de Blasio were accused of sexual harassment, can you picture a world where he just is like, you got me. Kill myself. No way.
No. Yeah, that's probably a good one. But I'm just going to go fake news. That's fake news. I did not touch. I don't even know that woman.
Yeah.
Unless she's got a video of me doing it, in which case, so that's not me. That's somebody impersonating me or trying to ruin my political career. Hashtag fake news. 409, what does the Seoul mayor have on the Clintons? And then 979 says, Kim Jong-un killed him. I don't believe it.
That could be.
Yeah, you know, he could have gotten whacked. Neil Frodo says, I just don't buy the suicide deaths as much anymore. That one's a weird one, though, because if you did do it and you're a turd, then aren't you a big enough turd to lie about it and not kill yourself? I'm sorry. I don't get that. You have a playbook. Use the playbook. It's all laid out there for you. Goodness gracious. Pat from the 409, did you hear about Naya Rivera, the girl from Glee, went missing a few days ago?
Yeah,
man, the actors on that show have had a hard run. Can AJ give us the 5 to 8 seconds of the I feel threatened scream again impersonating the guy that wouldn't wear a mask? Yeah, somebody says I still see people out not wearing masks and still walking to plenty of businesses where people aren't wearing masks, including employees. Doing my best not to be Chad, LOL. I the only thing that is, I mentioned this the other day, is my hey man bleep that, is the don't get within 6 feet of me, man. You know, they have these things marked off. I don't know why people feel the need to do that. And, you know, I really do think at this point there's no reason for you not to have a mask. So.
Boy, Amber Heard, we talked about her and Johnny Depp. And what they're going through.
Amber the pooper.
She is getting drug on Twitter.com right now because she showed photos that had had whiskey, allegedly whiskey. It looks like it's beer, but she calls it whiskey. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. But she put a picture up, and it looks like a posed picture.
Yeah.
That's got four lines of cocaine, a Johnny Depp branded drug box is what it's called, his driver's license, paraphernalia, which is basically a one hitter. It says a glass of whiskey, but it looks like it's a frosted glass, so it looks like beer to me. And from what I know, Johnny Depp is a wine drinker. He like spends thousands,
$20,000 for a bottle of wine,
a bag of tobacco, and a Keith Richards CD. And then she posted the next picture of him passed out on the floor. And now,
what kind of wife is taking those pictures?
That's what people are kind of saying. And it also, I mean, the picture of his, no junkie has such a clean drug area. Like, nobody is like, okay, I'm going to put this here, here.
Yeah.
It's almost like he's, whoever this drug addict is severely OCD. And also, these are like, if Johnny Depp is really as bad as you're trying to make him out to be, those lines, they're not the lines of a junkie. That's like that's the kind of line you would snort if you were trying for the first time. Johnny Depp ain't cutting lines that thin.
Don't you think he'd have a mountain on that table
somewhere?
Yeah,
Johnny ain't like, I'm really nervous. I'll try a little bit. I'll cut it real, real thin. Like, if you offered, like, if you offered some stripper in Vegas a line of coke and that's what you offered her, she'd be like, really, dude? Are we playing or not? So Amber Heard not getting good response. And also, not getting good response for putting your husband's business out there. And if he was about to pass out from snorting coke, why are the lines so neat? Also, who passes out from snorting coke unless you die? Like, that's pretty much the way you pass out. If you snort too much coke and you die, that's one thing. Otherwise, you don't really pass out if you snort coke. Why is his driver's license conveniently not face up? That box could contain anything. Who knows? Why is the whiskey filled all the way to the top and looks like it hasn't been drank at all? It's true. And it also says that's a glass full of beer, not whiskey. The color and the head are all wrong. Yeah, there's like foam at the top. That's certainly not whiskey. And why would you take photos instead of helping your husband? Another guy, who sniffs four lines of coke then passes out? The answer is no one. Yeah, so I'm going to call BS.
Well, I'm already anti Amber now.
Yeah, I'm out on her.
The whole poop thing got it for me. So he says, East Asian culture and politics is much different than the U.S. Look at the fallout from all the K-pop sex scandals. Way more harsh than what happens in the U.S. Video evidence doesn't mean anything, Bob Kraft.
I'm also looking at this picture more.
Yeah.
The one hitter, I'm pretty sure, isn't even a one hitter. It looks like it's a tampon applicator. Look at that. Is that what that is?
I don't know.
My guess is Johnny Depp is not snorting coke with a tampon applicator. I don't think he would use that for a straw. You know what? I'm not buying it. Not buying it.
You didn't even need this. All you had to do was remember she pooped on his bed on purpose.
And here's some other things. Amber Heard also admitted on tape to abusing Johnny Depp. Also, is it really a big revelation that a Hollywood actor would do cocaine? Are we like, oh, look what we've discovered. A Hollywood actor does drugs. And whiskey, quote unquote whiskey, because I'm 100%. Have you ever seen whiskey that looks like that?
That's not whiskey.
That's not whiskey.
That's either beer or urine.
Yeah.
All right.
You're not selling, or apple juice, maybe. You're not selling me, Amber Heard.
It's not championship level hydrated urine either.
Yeah. Amber Heard is an abusive snitch, and I'm out on her. I'm team Johnny Depp.
I was there yesterday. I'm glad you came around. All right, quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. I really wish Roberta from Senator Royce West's campaign would quit texting me. I'm not comfortable with that. Come join us tomorrow at Over Under Sports Bar from 11 to 7. And we will request everyone practice social distancing when you come out. But there's plenty of room. And wear your mask when you're not eating or drinking. And stay 6 feet away from us, but come say hello. 20 beers on draft, $3 domestics all day. There are going to be some ex-NFL players showing up. And, yeah. Hypocrite much? Dickweed much? God, there's some people out that really, I just...
What's the hypocrisy? What happened?
Oh, because you made the comment about, oh, don't go to parties right now. And, ooh, come out and see us. When they're two totally different things. But that's okay because, you know, some people can't... Some people are so dumb that they just have to equate everything because it's easy. You don't have to think. You don't have to, you know, there's no context. It's just... You suck. You hypocrite much?
The bar is shut down. It's like a, they're operating as a restaurant because yes. That's the way it has to be.
Yes. And we're asking people to follow the rules. We're not cramming 30 people into a 10-foot space.
Nope.
And grinding on each other. That's going to be discouraged, just for the record. But.
All right.
It's so funny because like. There's so many of the people who interact with the show that we have disagreements, which is cool. And we have things we have different opinions on. And there's times when there's stuff where we have really good conversations. Like I thought we did yesterday on a topic that I just expected it to be awful because it always is. It brings out the worst in people. And it really wasn't. And then we actually talked about religion without getting people pissed off. We had a really good back and forth. I even got a really nice email today from a pastor who we had a great conversation about that. But then, you know, there's always enough dickweeds that just makes you lose all faith in humanity. So, no grinding on AJ. I'm out, Jacob. Bars are open again. No, it's a restaurant. I mean, they're operating as a restaurant.
And which means I think the bar area will not. You won't be able to sit there.
Yeah, you got
to
sit. You get a table 6 feet away from people. And you get food, and if you're not comfortable, just order some food, come wave at us, and get it to go. You can definitely do that. And this is probably the, you know, I don't know when we're going to get out again. I hope soon, but this is a good opportunity. Really looking forward to getting down there to Webster, 1416 FM 528. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
All right. I think I have the perfect couple for you, AJ.
Okay.
We go to Oregon, which is kind of the Florida of the West Coast.
Is it?
Yeah, I think so. Okay. I don't know. I just like saying that to irritate you because I know you like Oregon. Let's say you steal a car.
I've been there, done that.
Police chase happening.
No, that didn't happen.
Okay. Well, there's a police chase. The driver's fleeing authorities in a stolen car. And as we've seen many times while doing play-by-play on police chases, which, by the way, I think we're the best at that. I think we're tremendous.
Often imitated, never duplicated.
Exactly. I really believe that. I wish there was a career in that where maybe what we should do.
Stop talking. I already got the idea. We'll talk about it off air so nobody steals it.
Okay.
Just go back to the gym.
Yeah, because everybody steals our ideas. Although, technically, when we say it on air, it's now our intellectual property, so therefore we could sue.
Keep Houston Beard.
Yeah. But, so the guy's fleeing authorities, and as often happens in these, he crashes.
Okay.
He crashes into another car. Well, guess what? The car he crashed into, also stolen.
Oh, no.
By Kristen Nicole Begue or Beige.
Did the other car thief get out and start yelling at him about his poor driving?
It doesn't say.
Learn to drive, dummy. I'm trying to steal a car here.
But he was the driver of the first car was identified as Randy Lee Cooper of Portland. Sounds like a serial killer. After taking him into custody, they realized the second car was also reported stolen in an unrelated crime 3 weeks ago. How does it take you 3 weeks to find a car now? Doesn't everybody have GPS and that kind of... anyway.
Yeah.
But after taking Cooper into custody, the driver of the car, Kristen Nicole Begue, was also found to be under the influence. He was charged with unauthorized use of a motor vehicle, attempting to elude police, assault, and reckless driving. She was charged with stealing a car and being under the influence. But I think these two would make a perfect couple.
Well, there you go.
They could be the car thief Bonnie and Clyde.
Lots of car stealing going on in Oregon these days.
Yeah, huh? What's up with that?
I don't know. I guess I need to warn my in-laws.
So he says over under, it just opened up before the Rona. Glad they're still alive. Yeah, absolutely. That was one of the reasons why we wanted to get out there, is help them push things. And what if we wanted to get your autograph on Jesus a novel? I'll do that for you. You can put it on the table and then I'll sign it for you and then you can come get it.
There you go.
You don't have to get like within a foot of each other on things like that. That's all.
No hugs, no handshakes.
Yeah. I will bow to you respectfully. But
no high fives.
Yeah, no high fives, no handshakes. I'm not even good with the elbow bump, to be honest with you.
Okay.
So I will just bow. But I'm happy to see you. I'm really looking forward to seeing a lot of people we haven't seen in a while. 210 asks, oh, by the way, that was your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
210 mentioned something that we discussed yesterday. Said, do you wish the state had focused more aggressively on punishing bars blatantly not distancing rather than ruin life for the neighborhood joints that were following guidance? I have a real problem with the way it's set up now, because bars are not all equal, and neighborhood bars are not the same as Spire and those big places that were having
nightclubs,
a bunch of people.
Basically.
Yeah, that are nightclubs, and yeah, or even the bigger bars that were crowding in too many people. I guess one of the ones that on Sylvester's list was basically a bar, and they let it get too crowded. Yeah, I wish they'd come down on those guys and left the neighborhood bars alone that were following guidelines and were doing well. And, you know, I've got several in my area that are shut down again now, and I don't know how many of them we're going to lose because of that. Because the smaller bars were and at least everyone that I went to was following the rules. The one time they weren't, I didn't go in. But...
Is that Eder in Washington? Eder? I don't know. It says, which AJ is showing up tomorrow, bald head AJ or female AJ? I think the listeners need to know before they show up. If you show up expecting to see female AJ, you're going to be super disappointed. It's regular bald, hairy arm AJ. We'll be there.
By the way, just like catching up on the Twitch, Stu the Body says, grinding on female Aaron. We were talking about no grinding on people. And, sounds like a good idea for a How I Met Your Mother spinoff. So, yeah, female Aaron's very popular.
I think they're saying the crashing into somebody would be a good How I Met Your Mother spinoff.
Yeah, that's true.
But they won't be able to grind on me because I won't be there. So,
yeah. That's in your neighborhood, though.
Oh, it is.
Have you been there before?
No, because when I was going to go that opening weekend,
yeah,
everything got shut down.
Oh. But... So I guess remember the rule breakers and permaban the bad bars. No, but you know what I would do? Just a suggestion is, instead of when things get back to normal, instead of giving your money to places that caused other places to shut down, I would go to some of the places that had to get shut down instead. So just my suggestion. But yeah, I that bothers me because I don't think neighborhood bars are out there spreading thousands of cases of COVID-19.
Agreed.
Nor were they. And, you know, that's upsetting because I think it's unnecessary to have shut those down. But it's also upsetting that people like that ruined it for everybody else because they wouldn't listen to the damn, you know, wouldn't follow the rules. Can I print out AJ's Twitter profile pic and get that autographed?
Sure. I think that's on you, though.
I think that's the same person that wanted to grind on you. I think you have a fan.
Yeah, I got a lot of hate for my Twitter profile picture. I'm not the only one that looked like a douchebag in the late 90s. I hate to break this down.
Oh, listen, if it makes you feel better, all you got to do is go find any of those stupid photos of me that are running around out there from my high school days.
Yeah, but what did you look like in the late 90s? What did you look like in 1998, which is when that picture was taken?
No, I don't even remember 1998.
I mean,
I think that might have been when I was at my fattest.
I'm pretty sure that look that I'm rocking in 1998 was kind of a standard look. I'm not ashamed.
Yeah, but I guess a standard look for... It's not really fair to ask me what I looked like then because I was older and dressed differently.
It's true.
I was a professional at the time, believe it or not. All right, let's take a very quick break. Please don't go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Close to me, you come crash into me.
This is Heisman Trophy winner Troy Smith, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5. Go Bucks.